Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, episode number 705, where I simply read the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and give the sense of it based on an authoritative, respected, reputable commentary source, such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary and or the Matthew Henry Commentary, or some other great commentary or Bibles, study Bible, to help explain the Word of God, to give the sense of the Word of God, to help you to understand the Word of God. So this podcast is based upon Nehemiah chapter 8, where it says Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading of the Word of God. That is the aim of this podcast, my beloved. Therefore, is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the pure, unadulterated Word of God, the Holy Bible, Old Testament and New Testament, and the giving of the sense of it, the understanding of it, it is my humble prayer that the church would be revived and that the world would be awakened and saved from the wrath of God to come, and from the eternal, everlasting, burning hell by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who has taken away the sin of the world. For he said so lovingly and so beautifully and so wonderfully the greatest words ever spoken on earth to sinful man one night in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you have not believed in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, do so right now. Dear friend, today we are reading Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 5. Let's pray. Holy Father God, help us to understand your deep and wide Holy Word. For, Lord, we're puny and weak compared to the depth and the wideness of your Holy Word. And, Holy Father God, rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts from this time. And Lord, I pray that you will save every soul under the sound of my voice. Fill those of us who are Christians with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing, the fruit and the liberty of your Holy Spirit. Help us to understand your Holy Word very deeply. Help us to remember it. Help us to meditate on it. Help us to live by its principles. Help us to share it with others, and help us to proclaim your gospel from it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Over here. Right here. You need to move more. Over here. We're reading verse 5. Before him went the pestilence, and burning coals went forth at his feet. Dear friends, I just read in your hearing Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 5. Now here is the sense of it. Here is the understanding of it, if you will. first from the Matthew Henry commentary, which is one of the best devotional and application commentaries ever written. He said, God's people, when in distress and ready to despair, seek help by considering the days of old and the years of ancient times, and by pleading them with God in prayer. The resemblance between the Babylonish and Egyptian captivities naturally presents itself to the mind, as well as the possibility of a like deliverance through the power of Jehovah. God appeared in His glory. All the powers of nature are shaken, and the course of nature changed. But all is for the salvation of God's own people. Even what seems least likely shall be made to work for their salvation. Hereby is given a type and figure of the redemption of the world by Jesus Christ. It is for salvation with thine anointed. Joshua, who led the armies of Israel, was a figure of him whose name he bare, even Jesus, our Joshua. In all of the salvations wrought for them, God looked upon Christ the Anointed and brought deliverances to pass by him. All the wonders done for Israel of old were nothing to that which was done when the Son of God suffered on the cross for the sins of his people. How glorious his resurrection and ascension, and how much more glorious will be his second coming to put an end to all that opposes him and all that causes suffering to his people. Now, from the Bible Knowledge Commentary, God is fully capable of exercising his might. He is a terrifying God to those who oppose him. Habakkuk saw that as God moved across the land, plague preceded him and pestilence, literally burning heat, or bolts of fire, sickness and disease lay in his wake. At his will, God can strike down his enemies with plagues, as in the 10 plagues on Egypt, or with pestilence. The pestilence here may refer to some disease that is accompanied with a burning fever or the charring of the earth by lightning bolts. God is not a little old man upstairs who dotes on people with sweetness and light. He is all powerful, as he is all loving. His grace and glory are coupled with his might, his majesty, his judgment, and his wrath and chastisement against evil. Shall we pray? Holy Father God in heaven, we praise you and we thank you, Lord, for your love, your mercy, and your grace. But we also thank you for your judgment, your chastisement, and your rebuke. And help us, Lord, to respond to you properly. Either way, Lord, help us to be humble, help us to be meek, help us, Lord, to be lowly in mind, like you were, Lord Jesus, when you were here, and like you are. And Lord, we would realize that it would be easier, life would be easier for us if we would just humble ourselves and submit to you. and to submit to your holy word and obey you. And Lord, we pray that you will grant us your grace and your strength and the power of your Holy Spirit to do just that. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God, the Holy Bible, each and every day of your life, and pray without ceasing to God about everything, and for wisdom to understand His Word and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you shalt be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can get your soul saved from hell to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Now, dear friends, if you're with us today and you do not know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, allow me to show you how you can place your faith and trust in Him, Jesus Christ, for your soul's salvation from sin and hell. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." We all have failed God. We're all guilty before God. You do not have the right to look down your nose at others. You're just as wicked as others. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin always. You will be paid for your sins one day. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Our payday someday is death. To these beautiful bodies, death to so many things before you die, death to marriages, death to relationships, death to material things. You will experience 1,000 deaths before you die because of sin. But ultimately you will die physically, your body will be put in a cold, dark grave. And that ought to be frightening because it is frightening. But more frightening is that your soul, if it dies without Christ, will go to a burning hell to spend eternity in a dark place, even though there's fire. You say, "Preacher, I don't believe that a loving God would put people in the hell." Well, Jesus Christ, the loving and lowly one, preached more on hell than he did about heaven. Jesus Christ, the loving one and the lowly one, preached more on hell than any prophet in the Bible. He said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Whatever you do, don't experience the second death, because it's bad news. Hell is bad news. But I have good news for you. You don't have to go to hell. Jesus suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day, and he said these words to you before he left here. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish," that is, perish in hell, "but have everlasting life. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou you shalt be saved." Pray and ask Jesus Christ to save your soul and to come into your heart and change your life. He will do it. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose again, and you're ready to trust him as your Savior, pray and ask him to save you, and he will. I'll be glad to lead you in prayer in what is called the sinner's prayer or the prayer of salvation. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, that I have done evil in your sight. I am guilty because I have broken your Ten Commandments, your law. I've taken your holy name in vain. I've dishonored and disobeyed and disrespected my own parents. I have lied many times before. I have lusted after people and things and what others have. I've stolen things before. So Lord, that's 5 to 6 commandments I've already broken out of your Ten Commandments. And so please have mercy and grace upon me. For your holy Son's sake, Jesus Christ, please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart, the best way that I know how, in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and he bled and he died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past, and help me to turn from my evil ways. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, allow me to say to you, dear friend, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. And Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good until next time. Now, I may be traveling here over the next few days, and but I will resume preaching as soon as I get back, and I will do some preaching while I'm on the road. So thank you so much for your prayers. Please continue to pray for us, and we will continue to pray for you. God bless you. Until next time.